tax reform on GOP lunch menu.
If health care is complicated, tax reform is even more so.
Pentagon vow on the Niger attack.
We do owe the families and the American people transparency in incidents like this.
Storms in the east.
A lot of thunder and lightning.
A whole lot of wind.
Heat in the west.
I start pouring sweat in like 5 seconds.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Trump has a lunch date today with Senate Republicans, a chance to put the focus back on the effort to reform the tax code. And we're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Well, the challenge for the president and fellow Republicans is to figure out how to pay for what Mr. Trump calls the biggest tax cut in history. The GOP wants to lower rates and scrap deductions, but analysts warn that killing the deduction for state and local taxes could see some middle-class families in high-tax states paying more than they do now. Residents of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and California would take the biggest hits. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
You slow down the economy in New York, you slow down the economy in California, you slow down the economy in the United States of America.
And New York Republican Congressman Peter King says he may have to break from the president over this.
He, above all, should realize that my obligation is to represent my constituents, and my constituents would be hurt severely.
Yesterday, Mr. Trump ruled out a plan to limit the tax deductibility of 401k contributions. Some Republicans are starting to grumble that Mr. Trump should stay out of the negotiations. Steve?
Well, President Trump's battle with a soldier's widow is just one of the things swirling around the ambush in Niger that left four Americans dead. CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us military officials are out with a new timeline of events.
The 12 Americans, along with Nigerian troops, were attacked by as many as 50 enemy fighters with rocket-propelled grenades and small arms fire. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Joseph Dunford says they didn't call for help right away.
When they didn't ask for support for that first hour, my judgment would be that that unit thought they could handle the situation without additional support.
They first called in an American drone that was there within minutes, but they didn't request assistance from French aircraft until later.
I don't know that they thought they needed support prior to that time. I don't know how this attack unfolded. I don't know what their initial assessment was of what they were confronted with.
But Dunford said they had not expected resistance, at least in the planning stages of the mission. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, The Pentagon.
Well, now to the Carolinas, where tens of thousands don't have power this morning, and there's plenty of damage after suspected tornadoes rolled through. CBS's DeMarco Morgan is at a small North Carolina airport.
The storm sent airplanes flying out of control and into each other. Strong winds damaged buildings at the Hickory Airport, burying planes and cars in mangled steel. In Spartanburg, South Carolina, tractor trailers were tossed and the building caught fire.
A lot of thunder and lightning.
My neighbor's house over here is not full five holes in her roof, knocked her whole deck off the back of her house.
Further north, in Boone, North Carolina, flash flooding swamped cars.
A new federal report out today sizes up the cost of climate change. And we're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
President Trump has famously called climate change a hoax. But the report from the nonpartisan government watchdog, the Government Accountability Office, suggests that attitude could end up costing U.S. taxpayers billions. The GAO says Uncle Sam must do more to prepare for disasters like this year's wildfires and superstorms, which it says are becoming ever more frequent and ferocious. If not, it says, the price tag for federal disaster assistance could spiral out of control. Steve?
And a study out just ahead of the fifth anniversary of Superstorm Sandy finds within three decades, floods that once would have hit New York City every 500 years will occur every 5 years. Researchers in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences basing their analysis on predictions for sea levels and storm intensities. Three people shot to death in separate incidents in one Tampa neighborhood over the past 2 weeks. CBS's Omar Villafranca says residents are worried and police are determined to crack the case.
Anxious for answers about a possible serial killer still on the loose.
We keep saying we think one person, but isn't this kind of what we would see with a gang?
Roughly 400 people packed into an elementary school auditorium Monday evening to hear any updates from city officials.
Can you tell maybe the audience some tips of those people who may have to go to work at night, what they can do to be safe?
Every little bit.
Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn didn't hold back in pleading for the public's help.
We need you to call us and let us know what's going on, and we will hunt this son of a down until we find them.
With Halloween around the corner, parents are worried, but the Tampa police chief says this area will be flooded with officers, and even he will be out on patrol.
Well, last night there was trouble on a JetBlue flight from Boston to Las Vegas shortly after takeoff.
JetBlue 877, we had a bird strike. We're going to level off at 3,000. We're going to need to come back to the airfield.
A bird strike forced the crew to land at New York's JFK as a precaution. It's not clear if the jet suffered any damage. Forecasters say it'll be another day of triple-digit heat in parts of Southern California, more than 20 degrees higher than normal for the date. In L.A., where it was 102 yesterday, this man sought A.C.
It was extremely hot. That's why I stayed inside.
Los Angeles Fire Captain Eric Scott says it's raised the fire risk.
We're looking in some ways kind of like a perfect storm. When you get this increased temperature, you get this wind in particular. In addition to that, you have such dry conditions.
Well, tonight in L.A. could be the hottest Game 1 in World Series history. CBS's Steve Futterman looks at the matchup for the Fall Classic.
It has been a long time for the Los Angeles Dodgers, nearly 30 years. The last time the Dodgers were in the World Series or won the World Series was back in 1988. The Houston Astros have never even won a series. Their only appearance came in 2005 against the Chicago White Sox. They lost that series 4 games straight. Steve Futterman, CBS News at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.
In a Facebook video, four-time Iditarod sled dog race champ Dallas Seavey denies allegations that he gave banned drugs to 4 dogs on his canine team in last year's race.
I have done nothing wrong. I have never knowingly broken any race rule. I have never given any banned substance to my dogs.
And CB says he believes a competitor gave his dogs the opioid drugs. Sears says it's no longer going to sell Whirlpool appliances, ending a business relationship that goes back more than a century. A Moscow-based cybersecurity firm is trying to win back trust, but some experts say the damage may already be done. Here's CBS's Bill Rakoff.
Kaspersky has been hit hard by concerns about ties to Russia, the Kremlin, and Russian spy organizations, and though the company has repeatedly denied those allegations, business is off. The U.S. government has banned the use of Kaspersky software. Now the company says it will provide the source code of its software for independent review, but experts say the review will do little to ease concerns of customers. One expert says it's an attempt by Kaspersky to salvage its reputation but won't meaningfully address the suspicions. Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
Well, pregnant with her third child, Kaylee Bays of Provo, Utah, was frustrated that her baby was late. So she went to her courtroom job and jokingly asked the judge to serve an eviction notice. Judge Lynn Davis did. And 12 hours later, doctors delivered a girl. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.